also, we've got the village guy in studio. We're going to be talking to him as well. I was very nervous. I emailed him. I was like, I have to. I don't know. Like, this is like, I can't explain it, man. But the energy of having like someone so recognized, like, and Kapow, we've had quite a bit of people on our show, like mm. being there as well. But this
but
one,
this is the greatest one.
I'm all in the peril, can for the village guy.
Yeah, this is in the peril, overall, you know.
Everybody knows the village guy, so we're gonna be talking to him. So remember last week, you guys, the Craven Week lists came out. We spoke about it. We didn't talk too deep in it, but Miles, he was obviously, you know, we see the post he shares. He talks about the school rugby. We're going to talk a little bit more about that again as well, because I just feel like it's a little more important to talk about, you know, with everything that's coming up. The Under 20 World Championships is also coming up. It's starting this coming Saturday. So we have to talk about that. There's a lot of factors that play key into this. And, you know, Elke Papa is by your throats of Sesienki. That's playing VP. Doesn't matter the Bulls team. It doesn't matter. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that after the music break. So please, you guys, if you have questions, you want to say hello to Miles, he's sitting right here, you can just drop us a WhatsApp. The number is 082-414-1077. This is KC Monday Night Sports with myself, Taylor and Kapow. It is 12 minutes past 7. When we get back, we are talking to the village guy, better known as Miles. So stay tuned for that.
Miles had said, I can the whole show with us. So, we're right, you know. Miles had
Can I just say, guys, I'm sorry, but I know I just said after the music break, but Kapow is adamant, no? He has this expectation. He's like, when Miles leaves here, now you must turn his, shake his head and go, yeah, I mean, so he's got this idea. Now,
yeah, because he must, I would in elk of all, moet nie more say, ek het bietjie gestaan vir die jong dame, achter die microfoon en her Kapow gaan besoek en hy moet sy ratings mag hier.
Okay, we'll talk about the ratings after the music break. It's Beyonce with Break My Soul. Here it is.
From Sodom to Simondium, this is KC 107.7 FM.
There's a whole lot of people in the house trying to smoke with a yak in your mouth. And we back outside. You said you outside, but you ain't that outside. Worldwide hoodie with the mask outside.
It's Miss Queen B. It's Miss Queen B with Break My Soul. 15 minutes past 7. Welcome to KC Monday Night Sports Show. If you just joined, you haven't missed anything, actually. We are about to get into it. Good evening, Miles. How's it going?
All good. You?
It's good. I'm doing well. Despite the cold weather, it's been a good day. It's been a good day. Welcome to KC Monday Night Sports Show. It's good to have you here.
Thanks, man. I like the energy.
Always bring 100%.
Yeah, it's refreshing this time of the evening.
We always try. Sometimes I'm down and Kapow goes, what's fout, man? What's fout? And he wants to play therapist, yeah, but we make it through. But it's good to have you here.
Thanks, man.
we want to talk, you know, Kapa and I, we like to talk about these, like, deep, not, we won't say deep topics, but, like, school rugby, yeah. For instance.
Yeah.
Off air, maak my bors warm.
Yeah.
When I put the mic off now, then it goes, oh, Kapa, I can't believe we can't talk about these things, but we're going to talk to you about it today.
No problem.
The Craven Week List came out last week. And there's a whole lot of local boykies in the Craven Week VP Spun and Grand Como, of course, and Academy Week. But what are your thoughts and takes on the Craven Week List? How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, off the bat, it's I always was big on VP Club Rugby and Boerland Rugby, but I think this year the Craven Week just crept up on me a bit, so I had to find out more about it. I never really followed it, but I mean, I'm not that avid rugby fan. So when I see information and I start digesting it, I try and make sense in my head. But if you look at the teams, I mean, for one, I didn't even know there's under 13 Craven Week. We found that out on Sunday. Someone sent me a list. And so we have like under 13, we have the under 16, and we have under 18. And it's interesting to see who the selections are in the team. But it's also encouraging to see that there are a lot of teams or a lot of schools that are also included that weren't normally included. Like this weekend I went down a rabbit hole looking at the past teams and what the schools are. But you can see there's a big shift in selections of players for the various teams.
Last week we talked about this one boy we saw from Charleston Hill.
Yeah.
I spell Academy Week.
Yeah.
Now, last week I did say, as your klonkie Academy Week spell, but it can't niks.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean for their career it's a nice medal to have on your cabinet.
Yeah.
But in terms of taking your career further, Academy Week beteken regtig niks vir jou, want wie kyk Academy Week? Wie kyk na jou? Who's watching you on that side?
Yeah.
And do you share the same sentiment, or is it more of like it's just a stepping stone further?
Yeah. No, I think if you are selected in a team from 27, 32 schools, I'm sure there's credibility to, you must be good at something if you picked out of all the schools. So for me, I see it as any opportunity to play against the best in your town or your city or in the country is a good opportunity for any rugby player. I mean, if you picked if you just take VP Craven Week and you look at all the schools and you're selected, whether it's Academy, whether it's Craven Week, I think any opportunity, because people are watching you. So there are going to be people on the field. It's going to be a coach at the other school or something. And I mean, very interesting, when I did this rabbit hole of Craven Week under 13, it was fascinating to me how many players of Paul are also playing outside the Boerland province, outside the VP province. I mean, if I just had to count, there were 20 kids that are playing in the Falke. And I mean, that is grade 8, grade 9, grade 10. So, and then I had to ask myself, but how does this happen? Like, how do kids... I asked the question on my platform, and I must say kudos to the people of Paul and Wellington. I mean, there's a college of knowledge of rugby experts out there that, geez, they've got so much... Yeah, they've got so much information regarding rugby, structures, history, that any question I put on the platform, the answers I get are so valuable that it actually makes you understand what the rugby setup is in Paarl and Wellington. And I mean, there are players, some of the answers that the people gave, there are players at the Sharks, there are players for the Falke, there are players Griquas, all from Paarl and Wellington, and this is like from a primary school level. So it's interesting that kids are scouted from a very young age, and also interesting that they get set up over in the north with full scholarships. And I mean, imagine you're a father and a mother, and they say your kid is very good at rugby, and we're going to offer him a full scholarship at the school in the north, so you don't pay school fees, you even get flights and bus up. I mean, what parent is going to say no for opportunity like that? Because it just puts you on, it just gives that rugby player an opportunity where otherwise you would not have that opportunity.
Yeah, Miles, om daarbij om te kom, soos jy nou gepraat het van die leidjes wat allemaal nou in die, by ander provincies, by ander skole nou bijeldronk in die kry, en dis vir my blijdend om te sien, as ek nou denk aan twee seens wat daarbij Laerskool wat is die Hielkris.
Ja.
En hulle was nog standaard 5 soos ons hom nog ken. En hulle het die opportunity gekry om by Menlo Park te gaan studeer.
Ja.
En full scholarship en daar is die twee is nou in die bil onder Acton Craven week.
Ja,
en dit is bly om te sien, man. Ek sê baie vir die ouers, soos jy ook nog gesê het, as die kind die geleentheid kry, why not?
Ja, 100%.
Because jy weet self hoe is het om te travel.
It's expensive.
En die skole rugby, vir al as ons nou, as ons nou hier by die laarskool nou uit kan speel het, en so jy weet hoe moeilik is het en om in een span te kom.
Ja.
En my kommer is ook eindelijk, hoekom sien die ander provincies ons kinders raak, maar hier, hulle word hier eindelijk op die platform hier so ernstig raak gesien op so nie.
Yeah.
That brings me to like another question that I was just thinking about now. You said you were obviously, you know, catching up, looking at the past teams. From the Craven Week list that I've seen now since, you know, being in the sport world, the same schools always look the same for VP Span.
Yeah.
Always. I don't know. Kapa always looks at me like, because it's almost like a saying of like, do you think that when this VP team is selected and the scouts come and they pick from the same schools, the same 7-10 schools, doesn't matter, whatever, do you think it's for a reason to boost them and these schools only? And is the mindset of it's not a matter of going to that side, because from the past 10 years I've seen what Boys I delivers, I see what Gim delivers, I see what Paul Ross delivers. Hoekom moet ek nou, why must I travel to go look for different talent when I know that talent is already being brewed at these schools?
Yeah, I think, I mean, that is a overall South African contentious issue, like the VP and the Boland, which schools plays. And I don't think we have the answers. There are people out there that were part of the, I don't know if it was the SASCOC or those type of associations, but that's probably one of the journeys I'm also on. I'd really like to just understand it, because there must be a valid reason for it. I don't think that any structure is going to just pick, I want this team, I want that. There must be a reason. Whether the reason is right or wrong, we have to figure out, we have to go into a fact-finding mission, which I'm on now, to understand how does this happen. So, but we also need to understand, like, here in Western Cape, we just, it's a special environment for rugby talent. And there is just so much talent here. And that's what I'm saying. If you look at, we have so many players playing outside of the province from a very young age, it just shows that there's too much to accommodate what is available for them. And if you look at the other schools that are in VP, it's a historical thing, which we all have to understand. But then we also have to understand that they, of course, play a lot more rugby than the other schools. And they're playing in the top league, where they play against the Grey Bloom, and they play in Pretoria Boys. So they're much more competitive on that side. So when it comes to, why is it that way? I mean, we all can have our answers, but there must be a reason behind it. And until we find out what the facts are, then we can decide, okay, maybe there's a valid reason and we keep it like that, or maybe it was not a valid reason, and then we can start having the conversation around, okay, why is it like that?
If you just joined us, welcome to KC Monday Night Sports Show. We are having a conversation with the village guy, Miles Manar. He's in studio. We are talking school rugby, Craven Week, and everything that is associated with, you know, what comes with Craven Week. You know, the things, the years and years. So, I told Kapow last week that Boys Eye alone has produced 21 Springboks. 21 alone. There isn't a school on South Africa's great wherever that has produced as many Boka as Boys Eye has. And you bring a valid point in. It's all about seeing the bigger picture now of the leagues that they play in. And I don't want it to seem as though, like, you know, we are glorifying the school and that school and so and forth and so forth. But at the end of the day, privilege plays a key role into whichever school you are in. If you play Boys Eye or Gim, the privilege is there to play that type of league. But is it the same for Beegrivier, Weltevrede, and that forth and that forth? And also the question that always burns is, why can't we all have the same privilege? Why is it that Yakuya must have this type of privilege and I must have 2% less of the privilege that you have. Why is it? And these are the questions that I see that you post all the time. And it's like, I'm very curious to know these people's responses. Because it's not like a question that it can just go unanswered, because deep down you also want to know, even as a parent, you also want to know, why is it that you play League 10 and I play League 5?
But I mean, it's like I said, we need to figure out what was on. Just like I'm a very factual person, so I go according to facts. So I need to for me is, I don't know what the answer is. And until we understand the history behind it, then we'll be able to understand it. But currently, I don't have an answer for you.
It's always hard to get answers like that. Miles, lastly, the Under-20 World Championship is coming up.
Oh, yeah, that's
exciting.
How do
you feel about that one?
I like the fact that Paul is host to these games. Again, gives the kids opportunity, but it also gives other kids opportunity to see, okay, there is an opportunity, there is a potential that I could also be there. So it's like a inspiration station as well for kids to go see how this works. I was there last year and I was gobsmacked at just the professional way these kids at under 21 are dealt with from a SARU, from a South African rugby perspective. Everything is on time. There's someone with a stopwatch. And for me, that was an eye-opener as well. So when it is in Paul, I just think I just want people to go watch it, because, of course, it puts Paul again
on
up
the
there.
Map.
To come that... soos ons sê van soos die boys en hulle speel moes vir 'n punte liga en hulle speel baie veel wedstryde as wat ons plaaslike skole is in K1 en anders, you know. Maar wat is jou opinie, hoe gaan ons jong manne deur daai system kom? En jy weet, as ek so Dinsdag of Woensdag rugby gaan kyk, dan kan ek sien die natural talent wat die is, man. Hoe om die kinders, hoe gaan ons vir hulle expose soos die seuns van biografie, boys en van gym en soos die alle skole, man. En ek weet nie hoekom ons nog so, ek weet nie waar is die fout, soos jy sê, mens moet ondersoek instel en so, maar die mense en die keerders en van die mense wat betrokke is by die system, hulle is nie altyd bereid om saam met jou te gesels, want hulle weet nou, jy krap nou op 'n sensitiewe ding, en 'n mens moet by die sensitiewe goedjies krap, want ons wil hê die kinders moet deurkom, en dis vir my teleurstellend. Ek gaan dit vir jou ook voorwoord, vertel het ek laas week toe praat ons, van die 2022 span, en die 2023 Boland span.
Ja.
En die formaat is precies dieselfde van die skole, het lyk of het Oos of Westpan, Booster, Ceres, die skole, die kan, is net hulle inclusion, en is prakties vir my onmoontlik, dat net een seun in die main team is, en van Wellington laas jaar was het net een seun van die Orleans. En ek wil graag krap, maar my mense gaat seker vir my prijs uitskeel, en vir my sê, los die dinge.
I think Kapow, it's a real bigger conversation to have from structures right on top. I mean, now we're talking school rugby, even if you go to club rugby and you see there's a, in Western Cape you have a Boland League and you have a VP League. There are over 100 teams in the Boland League, there are over 100 teams in the VP League. There are 9 leagues in the VP League, there are almost 9 leagues in the Boland League. So if you look at Western Cape alone, we're looking at over 200 squads that each have 2 A, a B, and a C team.
Yes.
Now you're looking at how many players. That's what I'm saying. Western Cape is a different animal when it comes to rugby. There's just so much rugby. There's just so much, how do you say, the culture behind rugby, the tradition around rugby. It all comes from the stuff. So the questions we are asking, we first have to go to the top and figure out what's happening at the top, because at the end of the day, that's how it's going to filter down. So if we talk about the different schools in the different leagues, it must, of course, come from the top first. So we have to understand, like I said, we have to understand the facts on the top to understand why are these decisions being made.
Yeah, and for me, is it you see, as a coach of elke keerder, bring ook maar sy team na die speelgrond toe. En 'n mens moet eindelijk kyk na sulke goeikies, maar soos jy sê, hy is, ons moet maar krap. Ek sal maar saam met jou opkamp en moet ons maar krap.
Yeah, but I mean, some of the people, when I ask the question about the kids going to the Valka, I mean, they say there are scouts in Paul. There are people in Paul that see that they are good kids that are good at rugby, and then they give them opportunity to go play in the north. The scouts also have one of the guys also said they have rugby tournaments.
Yes.
And that's where the kids.
That's where they tough it out to decide who's now playing up north for me. And I feel like these scouts are very undercover. If you didn't ask that question, and if Craven Week list don't come out, and you don't see now, but you come from Wellington and you come from Paul, we wouldn't know that there's undercover scouts scouting out these young kiddies to play up north, to play in Durban, and to play wherever it
is. And for my belangrijk day, alle word so meer, alle word meer waar. Dier, daar boos wat hulle hier, maar soos jy sê, daar is ook klomp talent wat die mense nie weet, want kyk, as ons praat van die Valke, hulle die naweek het hulle 55, 38 in SBD gewen, die dingeskap en Keegan Fortson van die plaaslike, hy het 25 punte aangeteken, as ek dink van Valentino Welman, uitstekende spelers wat allemaal heel dronk, daar kan soek het WP gespeel, maar you know, al die
It's the same with the Pumas. I mean, now you have Diego Apollos playing for the Pumas, and now he's signed for the Sharks. So I mean, it's like I like the Afrikaans word better than the English word of opportunity, like blootstelling.
Yeah,
like for me, it's like for any talented sport, you want blootstelling. I want to show the world what my talents are.
And at the end of the day, it is how we always say rugby makes Paul turn, it makes the Western Cape turn. And you're pointing out now that too much talent, but at the end of the day, this is what turns Paul, it keeps the wheel turning.
Yeah, and as you operate, you saw Sadras and Sadras, Miles sal ook weet, Justin sal ook weet. Ek is hier a competitive ouwerie, maar as jy die competitive ouwers had in die veld, en vroeger wat Justin en van Miles praat,
You are there. Miles, I feel like we can have a whole podcast on this. We could talk my whole entire hour, my show out. It's enlightening. Yeah. It is genuinely these questions that we ask. It deserves answers. It deserves investigating. Not that we need to know personally where the, like how it comes to be at the end of the day, but these are informative questions that we ask that someone else isn't willing to ask, but I want to know for the better of tomorrow, for VTV by Walter Freda spiel that wants to play
school,
pro. And you know, we all, every young boy that plays rugby has the hopes and dreams of playing for the Boca. How you get there is the question.
Mm.
Your journey to your destination needs to be so that you end up where you need to be. And it was very enlightening. Ever since Craven Week's list that came out, I've been wanting to talk to you. It's been a burning feeling to have a conversation and a discussion about this. And to you, I say thank you. I could talk about it next week again.
Ek wil net een stellingkie. Jy moet maar vir my vertel, uitnooi soos jy kans kry om op jou show te kom. En dan wil ek wil net vir jou gesê dat oor hy van wat ons jump gewoon naar die clubs toe, wat ek altijd voel is, ons clubse geskiedenis, dit is ook klomp geskiedenis, nee. Ons moet net so los, maar, kom ek sê, ons moet kyk na streekspanne. Streekspanne wat in die WP mense moet dan, die keerders moet kom, as ons nou so perelstreek in Wellington streek destijds, ons moet sikke streekspanne kry, en dat die spanne uit die streke, die spelers gekies moet word, om op te gaan naar die WP toe, en hoekom kan hulle nie een WP amateurspan kies, wat miskien saam met die Boland Cavaliers in hy afdeling speel. You know, dit is maar net hoe ons kan probeer, kan deelkom soos die WP Liga system, maar ons gaat die huis, hy is ouwe geskiedenis. Maar hy is maar net op...
Maar ek dink, pa, also, remember, there was a stage where it used to be like that.
So
again, we have to find out why has it changed. And I understand, I have the answer why it has changed, but also there's a bigger... question to ask, okay, so how is it beneficial for the community of rugby? Like, our rugby players, they play on the Dal every single weekend.
Yes, yes.
How is it that they can play for VP? Because now what happens is, the guy that plays in Paul has to go play in Wellington, and then they can qualify for Borland.
Borland, yes.
So, of course, that's a conversation, yeah, because see, it's the fact-finding thing.
Yeah, and so Mario Williams had destijds op die program gesaid that daar's issues en as dinges wat hulle, you know, wat nou tans as twee kampe wat nou tans in die VP hardloop en so, en dit, en ek dink, you know, die man met die geld is die man wat
that turns the wheel.
Yeah.
And that is all we have. We have gone. That was a good conversation.
Yes, man.
I'm watching Kavalia. It's been a good conversation. Off to the music break. When we get back, it's just